Check. Okay, today is June 5th, 1991, and I'm at the home of Ernie Carpenter in, near Sutton, West Virginia. And I have some questions to ask Ernie about some old fiddle players he knows. And I want to ask you about Tom Dillon, Ernie. Can you tell me where Tom was born and raised?
He was born and raised in Webster County around Irvington.
And that Webster County is, of course, right next to Braxton here. Did you have any idea about when Tom was born?
No, I don't. I don't know what when Tom was born. I don't know how old he was when he died. But he was getting up in years when he died. Mm-hmm.
Did he die in Urbacon? Was he living in Urbacon when he died?
Well, part of the time, Tom was a sort of a guy that just traveled among his friends and his families, and he never really settled down anywhere. Mm-hmm. He'd be your place tonight, my place tomorrow night, and so on. Uh-huh. Tom was a nice person. Tom was always a welcome person at your home. You always was glad to see him come.
Mm-hmm. You think? Do you happen to know who Tom's parents were?
I'm not sure, Gary. I think his father's name was Ab Dillon. Now, I'm not sure about that. Uh-huh. And his mother, I don't know what her name was. Yeah.
I know Tom had one sister in Urbacon. Do you know?
Yeah, I didn't know her.
Yeah, I'd met her one time. I didn't know if he had any other brothers or sisters or not. Did you happen to know?
I don't know. I'll tell you the truth. I don't know whether he, if he did, I didn't know him.
Uh-huh. Can you remember, Ernie, when and where you met Tom? Do you remember when and where you met Tom Dillon?
Oh, I met him at my home down on Elk River where we lived, my old home place. Mm-hmm. He came there when I was just a young boy, just starting to learn to play the fiddle myself. Mm-hmm. And Tom was a welcome visitor because I learned a lot of Tom's tunes. Mm-hmm.
Hmm. So Tom was playing the fiddle before you got started.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Tom had played all over Webster County. He was raised in Webster County, and he played in all the contests, far and near. Mm-hmm. Wherever there's a contest, if Tom could get there, he went and played. Mm-hmm. And usually come up with one of the prizes.
Uh-huh. I wonder if his people played music, if Tom's people played music.
I don't think so. If they did, I never heard any of them play. Mm-hmm. I didn't. I just know of Tom's family. I didn't know much about his family. Mm-hmm. I wasn't acquainted with his parents. Mm-hmm. My dad and Tom's folks, of course, were good friends, knew each other.
Mm-hmm. But, did Tom ever marry himself?
I think that Tom was married once, and him and his wife didn't live together very long. Uh-huh. They separated and never got back together, and he never got married anymore. Mm-hmm.
I had a fellow over Birch River tell me he'd seen Tom play. Said he liked to dance when he played, like to dance with his feet.
Yeah.
Have you seen him do that?
Yeah, he could do that.
Uh-huh. Would he stand up when he did that?
Yeah. Yeah, he could play the fiddle and do just about anything that he could do or not play the fiddle. he was pretty good at that fiddle, I'll tell you now. I wish you could have heard him. I wish you could have heard him.
Uh-huh.
I mean, where you just sit down and...
Yeah. Was there ever anybody that he played with on any kind of regular basis, a banjo player or a guitar player or anything? Or did he always usually just play by himself?
Oh, he'd play with anybody that wanted to play with him.
Yeah.
He was always glad to play with anybody.
Uh-huh.
He didn't have anybody regular.
Yeah.
He didn't have any regular player with him, never did have, as I know of. But he'd come to your place and he'd play with you, and he'd come to my place and play with me and wherever.
Uh-huh.
And Tom was always ready and willing to play. You never had no problem getting Tom to play.
Hmm.
He loved to play.
Hmm. Who would you think influenced Tom's music the most? Who do you think influenced Tom the most?
Jack Wayne.
Jack McElwain.
Jack Wayne was the man that taught Tom everything he knew.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. In fact, Jack Wayne was the man of Tom. When Tom got interested in music, Jack Wayne was the man he went to, because Jack was, at that time, probably the best known old-time fiddler there was in the state. Jack was known everywhere he went. I mean, everywhere Jack Wayne's name was mentioned, you'd probably have a field full of people. Yeah, well, I've heard Jack play. Yeah, I've heard him play.
Yeah. Ernie, when Tom, I remember you telling me a little bit about the time Tom went up to Washington and made that recording. Did he ever talk to you much about that?
No, he never. He, as far as I know, he did go to Washington, and he did make a record.
Yeah.
As far as I know, I never saw it. I mean, I never heard it. But he did make a record.
Yeah. Did Tom? Did somebody tell me that he painted houses for a living?
Yeah.
He did that.
He was a good painter.
Uh huh.
Yeah, he was a good painter. Tom never. Tom made sure that he never was caught with a mattock or anything like a broad hoe or anything like that. Yeah.
He went more for the fiddle bow, huh?
Yeah.
And he was
kind. Tom was a good honest somebody. I mean, as far as Tom was concerned, he'd come to your place. You didn't have to watch your stuff to pick it up and stick it in his pocket or something like that. Tom was a good person. I liked Tom. Tom had his, like everybody, I reckon, he had his own ways about things, and many of them you didn't agree with, probably, but just the same, they was Tom's ways, and that was his privilege.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Somebody told me that he'd hang around at the ball games over there in Round Urbacon. He'd hang around at the ball games and play after the games for tips and things like that.
Yeah, yeah, Tom was, yeah, he would do that. He, I have known an awful lot of musicians in my time, all over the country, from one end of the nation to the other, and I never have run across anybody that played any kind of music that liked to play as well as Tom Dillon did.
Hmm.
Hmm. Tom would sit and play the fiddle, I think, all night, if you'd sit and listen to him.
Mm-hmm. His sister showed me a little, like a handbill that he had. He called himself the Cornstalk and Bagpipe Fiddler. Did you ever see that or hear anything about that?
No.
I just wondered where he got that or why he called himself that.
He just came up with that. With that in his mind.
Were you ever at a contest where Tom was?
Yeah. Yeah.
Where would that have been?
I listened to him in a couple of three contests, and I don't remember where they was. One of them was George Sutton. He got second prize. I believe he got second prize both or three times that I heard him play. I think he got second prize each time. He nearly always came in next to Jack Wayne, but nobody beat Jack Wayne.
Yeah.
But Tom usually came in after Jack.
Mm-hmm. Did Tom have a good fiddle, or do you remember about that?
No. According to my judgment, that was one thing that Tom was lacking. It was a good fiddle. I never knew him to have all maybe three or four different fiddles, but they wasn't what you would call a real good fiddle.
Uh-huh.
But he got pretty good music out of them anyway.
Yeah. I noticed from that tape, you know, we have of Tom, that he plays most of his tunes in an open key, in a high key, or played, I think he played Old Sledge in the Old Sledge tuning, but most of the tunes he plays is in the high key.
What was the tunes he played in the high key?
I said that it seems like most of his tunes were played in high key.
He did play a lot in high key. He played a lot of his music in A. Now in high key, as I refer to it, U. He'd play tunes such as Jimmy Johnson, Sourwood Mountains, and Old Sledge, and tunes like that. Old tunes, tunes that everybody knows.
I noticed one tune that he played was Give the Fiddler a Dram, I think.
Yeah.
That's one that I hadn't heard you play that one. Is that one you've played?
Oh, gee whiz, Give the Fiddler a Dram.
Let's see, what else did he play on there? Played Sally Gooden on there and danced while he played.
Yeah. Tom played those old tunes, the oldest tunes that's known as far as that's concerned. He learned, Tom learned his tunes and learned to play the fiddle from Jack Wayne.
Mm-hmm.
That's where Tom learned to play. And he learned Jack's tunes. Of course, nobody played the fiddle like Jack Wayne, but he did play Jack's tunes.
Mm-hmm. You've told me about Tom being a traitor and kind of, like you say, never being caught with a mattock in his hand, but he did odd jobs and things like that. Is that how he got by?
I never saw any of his work, but I guess he actually was a good painter.
House painter.
House painter. He was a good painter. I think that's probably the most of the sport work.
Uh-huh.
I think that's mostly what he done was paint. I never knew him out cutting timber or anything like that.
I wonder if he ever worked on the railroad I remember seeing a picture of him with a railroad engineer cap on. I don't know whether that was just.
I don't know. Not to my knowledge. I never did know of him. He could have before I even knew him, as far as that's concerned. When he was young, you know. He could have worked on the railroad. I don't know about that.
Do you, maybe you said you didn't, but did you remember when he died? About what year was it?
These I don't. I don't have it.
Any record
of that? I actually don't have any. Even an idea, what year he died. I think he's, I'm not sure about this, but I think he's buried at that little cemetery right where he topped the hill, going over to Urbacon,
uh-huh.
Going up the way you go from here up to Urbacon, top the hill there, just out there a little ways from where you top the hill and the Buggeries Road comes out there.
Mm-hmm.
There's a cemetery out there just a little ways up on the right, on the left.
Mm-hmm.
He lives, he's buried there.
Mm-hmm.
I was up there to his grave where he was buried just after, not too long after he died.
Mm-hmm. Did he ever have a house over there, or do you know?
Who, Tom?
Tom, yeah.
You mean at Urbacon?
Did he have a home in Urbacon? Or did he stay with
No. I don't think he did. His folks, I think, lived out on the hill there, up where you come up from Urbacon, out on the top of the hill there someplace.
Would that be Spring Ridge?
Would
that be Spring Ridge?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Out on the far end of the Spring Ridge there someplace. I never did know where their home place was.
Uh-huh.
Anybody most in that neighborhood would, of course, we tell you, you could tell you it lives in there.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about Jack Wayne for a minute. Jack McElwain. Did he call himself McElwain or Wayne?
Well, McElwain is the old Waynes just called themselves Waynes.
Uh-huh.
But later years, by the younger generation, they called it McElwain. All the same,
yeah.
All the same breed, as far as that's concerned.
I don't know whether it was you or somebody else was telling me about a big, tall fiddle player that Jack McElwain used to run around with. Does that ring a bell?
Was what?
Somebody told me about a fiddle player that Jack McElwain used to run around with a lot.
Oh, yeah, Tom Jack Woods.
Tom Jack Woods?
Tom Jack Woods, yeah. I think Tom Jack was from... Well, I think maybe he... Well, they lived different places. I think maybe he lived at Urbacon part of his time. And I think maybe later on he lived at Cowan.
I know there are woods up in Cowan.
And maybe even at Webster Springs. I think maybe he might have lived... Webster Springs a while. I never did know Tom Jack, and never did meet him. But Tom was very tall. He was, I think 6'6" or 7" somewhere. he was tall, a very tall man.
Mm-hmm.
And they used Jack Wayne and Reese Morris and those fellas in there. Tom Jack played the fiddle some. I never did hear him play. But he played some, but I don't think he played much in the contest, but he always went with Jack Wayne and Reese Morris and them in contests around over the country.
If you were to kind of rate those Urbacon fiddle players, Jack Wayne, Reese Morris, Harry Scott, Tom Dillon, and all those. How would you kind of line them up in your mind?
Well, Jack Wayne, of course, was the greatest fiddler by beyond a doubt that I ever heard, and I've heard them all. Mm-hmm. I've heard Clayton McMichan, was world champion for a long time. I've heard them all, and Jack Wayne and you. No music like you do, there would be no problem for you. If you'd hear them all sit down and play, you'd say, that man out over there, Jack Wayne, he was the best. And I don't know, to me, I thought that Harry Scott played Jack's style just about as good as I ever heard anybody play it. Jack had that long tip to tip of that bow, you know, and Harry had Jack's style, I think, fiddling the best of anybody I ever heard. Harry was a good fiddler.
How about Reese Morris?
Reese did pretty good. Sometimes Reese played pretty good. He wasn't no Jack Wayne or nothing like that. He might have carried Jack's fiddle around for him or rolling his bow. If he, but that's about near as he'd come to Jack. But I like to hear him play. Like I say, Harry Scott, all those fellas, what they knew, they learned from Jack. And they, of course, learning from Jack, they tried to play on Jack's style, you know, but like you've heard me say before, I've heard all the best that's come along in my time, but I've never heard no man that could play the fiddle like Jack Wayne. It's just what a pity that Jack Wayne didn't have a record or something that the younger generation and just and the next generation and so on could have heard the old time style of fiddling at its best.
Yeah. Tell me about the first time you ever saw Jack.
The first time I ever saw Jack, we had an old fellow lived up Har. You've heard me mention his name before. Wallace Pritchard. Mr. Pritchard was a good old-time fiddler himself and a fine banjo player. And he got somebody told him about Jack Wayne, and he was interested in hearing it himself. And he got helped them with their programs and stuff at the school and so forth at Har. So he talked to some of the others there and told him that he was going to see if Jack would come down there and have a date, and so to have time to let everybody know about it and have Jack come down to the school or horn and play for him. And he did, and stayed all night at the old man Pritchard's and went back the next day to Burbank. But people up there that I'd never heard anybody, you know, good fiddlers, other than the old man Pritchard and Jack Marlowe and Ward, a few of them around there, and they didn't know that there was anybody, you know, around that they thought they were listening to the best they had there in the neighborhood. Well, not as far as that part of the country was concerned, but when they heard Jack Wayne play, well, they thought maybe them guys might learn a little something someday. But
do you have any rough idea when that would have been? Do you have a rough idea when that would have been?
Well, that was back in the 30s.
I
would say maybe, well, in the early part of the 30s, maybe 33 or 4 or 5 along in there or something.
Well, he must have been pretty old then.
Who?
McElwain?
Oh, yeah. Uncle Jack was, I think in his 90s when he died.
Yeah.
Late 80s or 90. Mm-hmm. He didn't seem to... Well, Jack was a... my father knew Jack, of course, from the time he My dad was just a boy. He knew Jack Wayne and had heard him play. And he would tell us kids about him. And of course, we were just to imagine, you know, from what Dad would tell us about him playing. And so they, like I say, they when the old man Pritchard, he used to come to our place and play quite often. And he was very much interested in us kids. We owed him a lot because he showed us a lot and told us a lot about music. And he'd come to our place quite often and play. My mother was living then and she loved to hear him play. And he would come and play and didn't have anybody play with him for a long time. He raised Mabel's oldest brother. And he learned him to play the banjo and he got to be a pretty good banjo player. Her brother did.
What was his name?
And
what was his name?
Reggie Green. Uh-huh. And they, Mr. Pritchard and Reggie would go to the church and to the school and to whatever around in the horror section there, wherever anybody had a party or anything like that. By he'd go and Reggie and him would go and play music for him.
Uh-huh.
And they made good music together, all right, poor San Francisco.
Do you remember much about the tunes that Wallace Pritchard played?
Oh yeah, he played the general line of the old common old time tunes like we play.
Didn't you tell me that he was originally from Parkersburg or?
His what?
Didn't you tell me that Mr. Pritchard was originally from Parkersburg?
Mr. Pritchard.
Yeah, Wallace.
Yeah, originally, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, originally he came from down in the Parkersburg area.
So he may have even brought tunes into the area that people didn't know around here before that, do you think?
Yeah, Mr. Pritchard was a great guy. He was especially for young people. He was interested in kids that was interested in music, boy. He'd take a hold right now. He was, seems like he really enjoyed taking his time and showing them and helping them. You don't find people like that no more. It's not if I can play, well, you learn the best way you can. They don't take interest in a kid to show him anything, or the majority, but no, not him. If you was interested in any kind of music and you'd ask him a question, he would, it didn't make no difference if the house was far, he'd stop long enough to tell you about it. He was interested in you learning that music. If you was interested in that, he was interested in helping you.
Uh-huh.
And he used to come to our place quite a bit. Like I say, my mother was living at that time and was sick and she loved music. And she would tell him to come and on a certain night or whenever he could or anything like that and play something for her. And he would. He'd walk clear from him. And Mabel's oldest brother stayed with him. And it wasn't very long until he had him playing the banjo. And then he would second with his old man, Pritchard.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd come and sit around and play music and talk till midnight.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't think too much about it then at that time, only we was always tickled to death when he came because we was trying to learn to play. And Dad never had time to show us anything. He'd tell us the best that he could just tell us, you know. But he never took the time to sit down and show us anything. He didn't have that much time.
Mm-hmm.
But the old man Pritchard, if he was interested in that music, he was interested in that, doing everything he could to get you playing a tune there.
Yeah.
He was a great old guy.